Tomorrow, the Ugali Civic Center in Melbourne will be filled with spiders, snakes, and bearded dragons. It's Repta Day, a one-day version of the longer decade-old reptile convention, Repticon. The growing popularity of Repticons across the country, including several in Orlando each year, has spawned the shorter Repta Days in nearby markets. Repticon's Michael Dean tells 90.7's Nicole Creston about what's in store for Melbourne's event.
The Repti Day shows are more just smaller local one-day shows. So we bring in some of like the more local vendors that are close to the area, more smaller hobbyists that are interested in doing the shows but don't want to travel.
What can attendees of the Melbourne Rep today expect to see and experience?
We're going to have a lot of stuff there. We're going to have educational programs about every hour. And there we'll have some people on snakes, lizards. As far as the overall show, there's really no telling exactly what they'll see because there's a wide variety of different animals there. We've got, like I said, the snakes, the lizards, frogs, tarantulas, tortoises. Sometimes we have people that actually work with mammals, so sometimes you'll see small mammal species there, like hedgehogs, things like that.
You said you offer education about reptiles and live animal encounters and seminars. What are some of the most important things that people should know about reptiles? What about choosing a reptile as a pet? What is something important that people should know?
Well, the biggest thing on choosing a reptile as a pet is knowing how to take care of it, requirements you need as far as food, caging, lighting. I've been the shows and do some of the seminars where I just try to educate the public and people that might be interested in these animals that we still have to teach them how to take care of them so they can keep them for years to come. Books are good, but get hands-on education from someone that's actually dealt with it, helps the customer base a lot.
Are there any reptiles that are particularly popular right now?
Bearded dragons have been a popular thing with that. Ball pythons, a snake species, which don't get super big. They're great for little kids. Easy to take care of. They don't do much, but entertain small children, and a lot of kids like the snakes and stuff like that.
Do you see some fear at the show, and are you able to calm that fear?
Oh, yeah. Anybody that's new into this industry, especially if we get, families that just come out and check out the show because they heard about it, know nothing about reptiles. There's things you hear here and there that, reptiles are bad and this and that. The biggest problem with that is people fear what they don't understand. So some of these families come to the shows, meet some of the vendors, get some hands-on with the animals. They get a better understanding. It's like, well, these are not all so bad. Any animal, they are pretty much wild. They can bite. And most vendors tell the customer base or anybody that's actually thinking about them, there is a chance you could get bitten by some of these things. Doesn't happen too often. It just depends on how you raise them.
Why do you do this?
It's just fun. I've always grown up in with snakes and stuff since I was a little kid here in Florida. They're unique. They're different. But I breed some of them on my personal stuff. And it's just awesome to actually get babies and stuff like that.
So you have some reptiles of your own?
Yeah, I do a little bit personally with some snakes. I do mostly a lot of with the tarantulas and stuff like that.
Mike, thank you very much for your time today.
Appreciate you having me.
That was Repticon's Michael Dean speaking with 90.7's Nicole Creston. For more information on Repta Day, go to WMFE.org.